This weekend is the last maple weekend in New York for the season. Maple syrup producers across upstate are opening up sugar shacks so visitors can watch clear sap from a maple tree morph into maple syrup and other maple products. As WRVO's Alan Abbott and Tom Magnarelli tell us, the industry is growing, but it's also in the midst of a major transition.
Ben Benjamin runs a family maple operation on the eastern end of Madison County, producing 1,500 gallons of syrup every year. It's in his blood.
My great uncle, back in 1870, was the number one maple producer in New York State. He did it all by buckets, and he made upwards of 7,000-8,000 gallons a year.
He's been tapping trees now for 30 years, but like many other producers, is ready to give up what this time of year is an almost 24-hour-a-day job.
We're an example of the old man here getting old and the younger kids taking over, and I hope that's the case in my family.
His family represents a transition that's taking place across New York State in the maple industry, according to Keith Schiebel of the New York State Maple Producers Association.
Because of the age of the industry, we're seeing some significant retirements, but also that resurgence of growth of young people coming into the industry, too.
And that's what makes the maple industry different. Even though the older generation is retiring, business is booming. The industry produced more than 800,000 gallons of maple syrup in New York State last year, the most ever. Some of that can be attributed to better technology, some to the farm-to-table movement. But Schiebel also says maple production is one of the few money-making ventures in agriculture these days, replacing less profitable endeavors like dairy farming. And it's more than money that's drawing a younger generation into maple. 20-year-old Michael Spicer watches clear sap plunge into stainless steel tubs at the Cedarvale Maple Syrup Company in Onondaga County. He's taken over the operation from Carl Wiles, who ran it for four decades. He got the maple bug in middle school.
When I was 11, I went on a field trip around here and I was like, oh, I can do this. And my mom goes, yeah, we'll get some buckets. And then we started boiling on her stove.
And along with tapping trees, Spicer's a sophomore at Hamilton College. As he walks among the maples that are mostly older than he is, he's not sure whether he'll join this maple youth movement.
Most of the kids I go to school with go to banking in New York City. And, you know, I'm looking into that and trying to, you know, network around those areas, and then I come out here, and why would I ever want to do something like that?
Which gets to the heart of what he calls the addiction of making maple syrup.
It's an amazing feeling when you're up in the woods working, and it's fun to produce a syrup, a product that consumers will always come back and love.
I'm WRVO's Tom Magnarelli. At the Yardley Sugar House in Mexico, New York, hot maple syrup is drawn out of the wood fire evaporator. Owner Joe Yardley has been making syrup since he was 10 years old, cutting the tops off milk jugs and hanging them from trees.
And every year we've just reinvested the maple syrup money and bought more equipment and more tubing for the trees.
Yardley grew up on an organic dairy farm in New Hampshire. He's 34 now and admits maple production is very labor-intensive. And with old-timers dying off or getting out, he says it's hard to find people who are willing to do this kind of work.
You have to be up in the woods the worst time of the year when it's very, very cold and deep, deep snow, tapping 3,200 trees for us, trucking through miles and miles of pipeline to tap trees.
Plus, he says, it's becoming very high-tech and expensive. Equipment costs make it prohibitive to get into.
Farms are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's kind of like you have to be big to survive or just do it kind of mom and pop in your own backyard. It's harder to be the middle guy now.
But Maple Weekend, he says, is one of the best times of the year for their retail sales.
It's good for people to see all the work that goes into it. They see $25 half gallon on the shelf at the store versus $3 Aunt Jemima syrup. That's kind of shocking until you come here and see all that goes into producing a gallon of syrup. And then you say, wow, how can they produce it so cheap?
Compared to the inexpensive stuff, which is mostly just high fructose corn syrup, Yardley's is nothing other than what comes from a maple tree. Pure sap boiled down into pure maple syrup. In Mexico, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.